Sanctuary. Reed. His name? Blaze bared his teeth, the first flicker of emotion flashing through his eyes. Blood dripped down his hand.
My son. Do you even know his name?
I unsheathed a second blade, shame congealing in my gut. Though he made no further move to attack, I would not be caught unaware.
No. Adrian.
He said the word on a whisper, reverential.
His name was Adrian. My eldest son. I still remember the moment I first held him in my arms.
He paused.
Do you have children, Captain Diggory?
Distinctly uncomfortable now, I shook my head, gripped my knives tighter.
I thought not.
He stepped closer. I stepped back.
Most Logaro mates with progeny in mind. We cherish our pups. They are everything.
Another pause. Longer this time.
My mate and I were no different. But we were incapable of reproduction. He came from a pack across the sea.
Another step. We stood nearly nose to nose now.
When your brethren slew Adrian's biological parents, we adopted him as our own. When you slew Adrian, my mate took his own life.
His eyes, once unbearably soft, lost in memory, now hardened.
He never met Liana or Terence. He would have loved them. They deserved his love.
Self-loathing burned up my throat. I opened my mouth to say something, to say anything, but closed it just as quickly, fighting the urge to vomit. No words could ever erase what I'd done to him, what I'd taken.
So you see,
Blaze said, voice rough with emotion.
You owe me blood.
I still couldn't speak. When he began to shift once more, however, I choked. I don't want to fight you.
Nor I you,
he growled, bones shuddering.
But fight we shall.
He'd just fallen back to all fours when the temperature plummeted and ice shot across the ground beneath us. Stumbling, I stared as it devoured the path ahead, engulfing each tree and ravaging each leaf, each needle. When it reached the tip of the tallest branches, it burst into a cloud of white, showering us with snow that stank of magic, of rage. Blaze yelped in surprise and lost his footing. Horror gripped my heart in a fist. What had Lou done?
Powerful, isn't she?
Blaze's body continued to snap and twist, his eyes gleaming in the darkness, his teeth glinting.
Her mother's daughter, after all.
A piercing howl erupted over the trees then, higher than the others, anguished. Blaze's head snapped up, and he gave a panicked whine.
Terence.
The word was garbled, barely discernible through his maw. He bolted without finishing his transition.
Lou.
Knives in hand, I hurried after him, slipping and sliding on the ice. It didn't matter. I didn't stop. Neither did Blaze. When we finally burst through the trees at the edge of the Lugaru territory, I lurched to a halt at the sight before me. A handful of chasseurs hung midair, revolving slowly, necks taut, muscles seizing, while even more Lugaru struggled to free themselves from the ice trapping their paws, their legs. The chasseurs and wolves, who weren't debilitated, hacked at one another with steel and teeth. When the body shifted, revealing a slight, pale-haired figure in the center of a shattered ice cage, my heart dropped like a stone. Lou. Eyes hollow, smile cold. She contorted her fingers like a maestro. Coco shouted beside her, tugging fruitlessly on her arms, while Bo and Ansel tried their best to defend them. Tears spilled down Ansel's cheeks. Blaze lunged forward with a snarl. I tackled him from behind, wrapping my arms around his ribs, and we rolled.
Lou!
My shout made Lou pause, made her turn. My blood ran cold at her grin.
Lou, stop!
I know I lost your balisada, Reed,
she called, her voice sickeningly sweet.
But I found you a new one.
She lifted a bloody balisada into the air.
Jean-Luc.
I did a double take. Jean-Luc dove at her.
Watch out,
I cried, and she spun gracefully, lifting him with the sweep of her hand. He landed hard on a shard of ice, nearly impaling himself. Realization dawned swift and brutal. She'd taken his balisada. Spotting his father, Terence whined and tried to drag himself toward us. Half of his body looked limp, the angles wrong, distorted. Blaze thrashed in my arms, twisting around to bite the wound on my arm, and I dropped him. He shot forward like a flash, gripping Terence's ruff between his teeth and dragging him to safety. I dodged around a chasseur, sprinting toward Lou. When I took her in my arms, she cackled, and the look in her eyes, I squeezed her tighter.
What is this?
She has to melt the ice, Coco cried, now locked in battle with Jean-Luc. He fought viciously despite his injuries, or perhaps because of them. Within seconds, I realized he didn't just want to hurt Coco, he wanted to kill her. She won't listen to... She ducked as he swung a piece of ice savagely, but it still caught her chest. Her words ended in a gasp. Bewildered, still horrified, torn between helping Coco or Lou, I took Lou's face in my hands. Hello, you, she breathed, leaning into my embrace. Her eyes were still horribly empty.
Did the ice save you?
Yes, it did, I lied quickly. But now you need to melt it. Can you do that for me? Can you melt the ice? She tilted her head, and confusion stirred within those lifeless eyes. I held my breath.
Of course, she blinked. I'll do anything for the ones I love, Reed. You know that.
The words, spoken so simply, sent a chill down my spine. Yes, I did know that. I knew she would freeze to death to put breath in my lungs, twist up her very memory to give my body heat. I knew she would sacrifice her warmth, her humanity, to protect me from Loup Garou.
Melt the ice, Lou, I said. Do it now.
Nodding, she sank to her knees. When she pressed her hands against the ground, I moved to defend her back, punched a chasseur who came too close, prayed the pattern was reversible, that it wasn't too late. The world seemed to still as Lou closed her eyes, and warmth pulsed outward in a wave. The ground melted to mud beneath her fingers. The suspended chasseurs drifted back to their feet, and the trapped werewolves licked their newly freed paws. I prayed. Bring her back. Please seek us. When she rose, shaking her head, I crushed her in my arms.
Lou.
What?
She leaned back, eyes widening in the carnage around us. The chasseurs and werewolves watched her warily, unsure how to proceed without orders. No one appeared eager to approach her again, not even those with balisardas. Jean-Luc's hung limp at Lou's side.
What happened?
You saved us, Coco said firmly, though she swayed on her feet, face ashen, shirt bloody. She still looked better than Jean-Luc. He'd collapsed, panting at her boots. When he struggled to rise, she kicked him in the face.
And you will never, ever do it again. Do you hear me? I don't care if Reed is bound and gagged at the stake.
She broke off with a wince, applying pressure to her wound. Lou sprang forward just in time, and Coco collapsed in her arms.
I'm fine,
Coco said, voice faint.
It'll heal. Don't use your magic.
You stupid bitches.
Clutching his nose, Jean-Luc crawled toward them. Blood poured through his fingers.
I'm gonna cut you both to pieces. Give it back to me. Give me back my Balasarda. Enough.
Blaze's deep, terrible voice preceded him into view, and the werewolves shifted anxiously. In his arms, he held Terence. Sweat coated the boy's brow, and his breathing came quick, labored. He'd shifted back. In this form, it was clear his entire right side had collapsed. A brown wolf near Ansel yelped sharply. After the telltale crack of bones, Liana raced forward. Though I averted my eyes from her naked skin, I couldn't ignore her cries. Terence! No, no, no! Mother Moon, please! Terence! Blaze's yellow eyes flashed from the chasseurs to Lou.
Who did this?
Jean-Luc spat blood.
Magic?
Every eye in the vicinity turned to Lou. She paled.
I can heal him.
Coco lifted her head from Lou's shoulders. Her eyes were glazed, pained.
Bring him here.
No.
I stepped in front of them, and Blaze snarled. Peace, Blaze.
I can heal your son.
Reaching into my pocket, I withdrew the vial of blood and honey. A ghost of a smile touched Coco's lips. She nodded.
His injuries are internal. He needs to drink it.
Blaze didn't stop me when I approached. He didn't halt my wrist when I lifted the vial to Terence's lips.
Drink,
I urged, tipping the liquid down the boy's throat. He struggled weakly against me, but Blaze held him firm. When he swallowed the last of it, we all waited, even Jean-Luc. He watched with an expression of fascination and disgust as Terence's breathing grew stronger, as the color returned to his cheeks. One by one, the bones of his ribs snapped back into their proper places. Though he gasped in pain, Blaze stroked his hair, whispering comforts. Tears poured down the old man's cheeks.
Père?
Terence's eyes fluttered open, and Blaze wept harder.
Yes, son. I'm here.
The boy groaned.
The witch, she...
will not be harmed, I finished. Blaze and I locked eyes. After a tense moment, he dipped his chin in a nod.
You have saved my son's life, Reed Diggory. I am indebted to you.
No. I am indebted to you. My gaze dropped to Terence, and my gut twisted once more. I know it changes nothing, but I am sorry. Truly. I wish. I swallowed hard and looked away. Lou clutched my hand.
I wish I could bring Adrian back. Oh, good Lord.
Jean-Luc rolled his eyes and motioned to the chasseurs from his position on the ground.
I've heard enough. Round them all up, even the beast. They can bond in the tower dungeon before they burn.
He turned his glare on Lou. Kill that one now. Blaze's lip curled. He stepped beside me, and the wolves stepped beside him. Growls built deep in their throats. Their hackles rose. I drew my own knives, as did Ansel. And though her face was still pale, Lou lifted her free hand. The other supported Coco.
I think not,
Blaze said. Bo sauntered in front of us.
Consider me on their side. And as my father isn't here to throw his weight, I'll speak for him too, which means I outrank you.
He grinned and nodded curtly to the chasseurs.
Stand down, men. That's an order.
Jean-Luc glared at him, trembling with rage.
They don't answer to you. Without your Balasarda, they don't answer to you either.
The chasseurs hesitated.
We have a proposition, Lou said.
I tensed, wary once more. We just defused the greatest danger. A single word from Lou could exacerbate it again. At the sound of her voice, Blaze's lip curled over his teeth. One of the werewolves growled. Lou ignored them both, focusing only on Jean-Luc. He laughed bitterly.
Does it end with you on the stake?
It ends with Morgan on one.
Surprise stole the scowl from his face.
What?
We know where she is.
His eyes narrowed.
Why should I believe you?
I hardly have reason to lie.
She gestured around us with his balisarda. It's not like you're in any position to arrest me now. You're outnumbered, vulnerable. But if you return to Caesarine with us, you'll have a good chance of finishing what you started on Modranit. Just think, she's still injured. If she dies, King August is safe, and you become the kingdom's new hero.
Morgan is in Caesarine?
Jean-Luc asked sharply. Yes. She glanced at me. We think she's planning an attack during the Archbishop's funeral. Heavy silence descended. At last, Blaise asked coldly,
Why do you think this?
We received a note. She bent to retrieve it from her boot. It's in my mother's handwriting, and it mentions a pall and tears. Blaise regarded her with suspicion.
If your mother delivered this note, why did she not take you then?
She's playing with us, baiting us. This is her idea of a game. It's also why we believe she'll strike amidst the Archbishop's funeral, to make a statement, to rub salt in the wound of the kingdom's grief. La Voisin and the Dame Rouge have already agreed to stand with us. With all of your help, we can finally defeat her.
We need your help, Frere.
I hesitated before finally extending a hand to him.
You're a captain of the Chasseurs now. Your support might sway King August to our cause.
He knocked my hand away, bared his teeth.
You are no brother of mine. My brother died with my father. My brother would not defend one witch to condemn another. He would kill them both, and you're a fool to believe the king will ever join your cause.
I'm still the same person, Jean. I'm still me. Help us. We can be as we were once more. We can honor our father together. He stared at me a beat. Then he punched me in the face. I staggered backward, eyes and nose streaming, as Lou snarled and tried to leap forward, caught beneath Coco. Ansel and Beau stepped to my side instead. The former attempted to subdue Jean, who lunged for another attack, while the latter bent to check my nose.
It's not Rogan,
he muttered.
I will honor our father.
Jean-Luc struggled to free himself from Ansel, who held him with surprising strength.
When I lash you to the stake for conspiracy, as God is my witness, you will burn for what you've done. I will light your pyre myself.
Blood poured down my mouth, my chin. Jean, he finally shoved Ansel away.
How disappointed he would be to see how far you've fallen, Reed.
His golden son. Oh, get over it, Jean-Luc. Lou snapped. You can't win a dead man's affection. Even alive, the Archbishop saw you for the sniveling little rat you are. He launched himself at her now, completely out of control, but Blaise rose up to meet him, his expression hard as flint. Liana, Terence, and a handful of others closed in behind him. Some bared their teeth, incisors sharp and gleaming. Others shifted their eyes yellow.
I have offered Reed Diggory and his companions sanctuary,
Blaise said, voice steady, calm.
Leave now in peace, or do not leave at all.
Lou shook her head vehemently, eyes wide. Blaise, no, they can't leave. Jean-Luc swiped at her.
Give me my balisarda.
The wolves around us growled in agitation, in anticipation. Captain? A chasseur I didn't recognize touched Jean-Luc's elbow. Perhaps we should go.
I will not leave without
yes, Blaise said, lifting a hand to his wolves. They pressed closer, too close now, close enough to bite, to kill. Their snarls multiplied to a din.
You will.
The chasseurs needed no further encouragement. Eyes darting, they seized Jean-Luc before he could damn them all. Though he roared his protests, they pulled him backward. They kept pulling. His shouts echoed through the trees even after they disappeared. Lou whirled to face Blaise. What have you done?
I have saved you.
No! Lou stared at him in horror. You let them go! You let them go after we told them our plan!
They know now we're traveling to Caesarine. They know we're planning to visit the king. If Jean-Luc tips him off, Auguste will arrest us the moment we step foot in the castle.
Grimacing, Coco readjusted her arm on Lou's shoulders.
She's right. Auguste won't want to listen. We've just lost the element of surprise.
Maybe, Lou's eyes swept the pack. Maybe if we show up in numbers, we can make him listen.
But Blaise shook his head. Your fight is not our fight. Reed Diggory saved my second son after taking the life of my first. He has fulfilled his debt. My kin will no longer hunt him, and you will leave our homeland in peace. I do not owe him an alliance. I do not owe him anything.
Lou stabbed the air with her finger. That's horseshit, and you know it! His eyes narrowed.
After what you've done? Be grateful I do not demand your blood, Louise LeBlanc.
He's right. I took her hand in mine, squeezing gently when she opened her mouth to argue. And we need to leave now, if we have any hope of beating Jean-Luc de Caesarine.
What? But wait!
To my surprise, Liana stepped forward. She'd set her chin in a determined expression.
You may owe him nothing, Père, but he saved my brother's life.
I owe him everything.
As do I.
Terence joined her. Though young, his flinty countenance reflected his father's as he nodded in my direction. He didn't make eye contact.
We will join you.
No.
With a curt shake of his head, Blaise lowered his voice to a whisper.
Children, I have already told you our debt is fulfilled.
Liana clasped his hands together, holding them between her own.
Our debt is not yours. Adrian was your son, Pear, but we didn't know him. He's a stranger to Terence and to me. We must honor this debt, especially now, beneath the face of our mother.
She glanced up at the full moon.
Would you have us spurn this obligation? Would you disavow Terence's life so quickly after she restored him to us?
Blaise stared down at them both for several seconds. Finally, his facade cracked, and beneath it, his resolve crumbled. He kissed both their foreheads with tears in his eyes.
Yours are the brightest of souls. Of course you must go. And I will join you. Though my debt as a man is fulfilled, my duties as a father are not.
His eyes cut to mine.
My pack will remain here. You will never step foot in our lands again.
I nodded curtly. Understood. We turned and raced toward Caesarine.